Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
That's right, that's right. Good morning, good morning. And another morning, another day. Welcome, welcome, welcome to this awesome, awesome Tuesday. We have an awesome guest coming on the show. We'll be on the line in just a moment. I will be opening up his mic in just a moment so you can hear from our awesome, awesome guest today. How many of you are ready to get your finances in order? You are really ready to do something new as it relates in your finances. I tell you, this is going to be a hot, hot show. So I'm going to give you a moment or two just to make sure you got a pen, a pencil. You want to write this down. I know you can go back and listen to the archives, but guess what? You can take notes right now as he begins to speak them out. Well, I just want to welcome Ms. Virginia Dancy down in North Carolina. Thank you for all the hard work that you are doing. I want to certainly welcome Ms. Deborah down in Dallas. Good morning, and welcome. Welcome, welcome, Hope Harper in Cincinnati, Ohio, holding it down at Custom Care Cleaners. All the big things you're doing out there, we're so happy, we're so proud of you. Dry Cleaners located at 8876 Coleraine Avenue in Cincinnati, Ohio. You could talk about a team of professionals doing your clothes. I'm talking about when you walk in there, it's done right. You know, when you go to Dry Cleaners and pick up your clothes, you know, you have to look and see, because you may be there another 10 minutes trying to explain to them how it should have been done. Well, here's a Dry Cleaners where they do it right the first time and every time. So if you're in the Cincinnati, Ohio area, please, please go by and visit the Custom Care Dry Cleaners at 8876 Coleraine Avenue, or give them a call, 513-245-2246. That's 513-245-2246. Don't forget, if you haven't yet registered for the first International Northeast Christian Writer and Publishing Conference, I don't know what you're waiting for. You need to do that today. You need to go to www.lalisajwilliams.com. On the site, there is a link for Writers Convention, and you need to register for today. If you're waiting around for the prices to drop, this is the absolute lowest. You're not going to find lower prices than this anywhere. Just $30, where you're going to get to meet authors like Deborah Davis Brown. Well, you're going to get to meet her. She's the author of My Daddy, the Devil, and Me. You don't, I'll get her name right, don't worry. You don't want to miss it. You're going to get to hear from Pastor Johnny Caldwell. He's got his book, I Can Recover. I mean, there's so many authors there. We have Pastor Rebecca Simmons. She has about four or five books. Daddy's Love, The Cry of a Woman's Heart, Nobody's Business, and Pump Up the Power. Her books have been rocking the airwaves and the clouds. She's been at several women's book clubs. I mean, just blowing it up. She's going to be there. She self-published all her books, started her own publishing company, and then has helped hundreds of others write and publish their book. And then we're going to have Mr. Versi L. Walker, who you hear each and every Wednesday for the past year almost, right here on the Coach with Lisa Show every Wednesday morning. He's going to be there. You know his one book, and he's working on his second book. He's about to release it soon. And he is the author of Success, How I Ended Up Here. And as a very special, oh, my God, talk about big announcement. Talk about a huge announcement. And good morning, by the way, to the New Jersey crew, Tina and Patricia, Ralph and Alice. I know many of you listen to the archives. Good morning, and welcome. And then I know there are others listening. We got California, when they can get up, you know, it's 4 a.m. in California. And so Info Rhythms and Miss Gloria, when they can get up this early. So we thank God for all that he's doing around the country and around the world. But, oh, my God, talk about big announcements. Some of you heard it at the end of the show yesterday morning, where I'm thinking last night, because it's actually 8 o'clock at night in Tokyo, Japan right now. And so Mr. Paul Kiriazi, who is also the creator of movies and audio movies, audio books, he has the audio book Living the James Bond Lifestyle. And he was on here for four weeks, with a four-part series for the whole month of February. By the way, happy Monday. I'm sorry, Tuesday. It feels like Monday. Happy Tuesday, March 1st. March 1st. If it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you. So March 1st, we know spring is in the air. It was lighter outside this morning. And I tell you, so, oh, my God, just so many wonderful things happening today. We have our awesome, awesome guest, Mr. E. Dean Coles. We're going to be talking about getting our finances in order. But I have to get these announcements out of the way, because March 12th will be here before you know it. And we're going to go down to the Wyndham Hotel in Newark, New Jersey. All of these authors are going to be there, and they are going to be sharing how to get your book written, how to get it published, how to get a printer, PR. We got PR specialists coming, people that can help you get the word out about your book, people that can help you with a business plan, strategic business plans, how to get them, how to target your market for your book. Maybe you haven't even written your book yet, but you want to write your book, and you need to target the market before you write the book. You need to know what the people are about, who wants to read your book, and why they want to read it, so that when you launch, you already have thousands of copies sold. I'm telling you, sold. This is going to be hot, hot, hot. You don't want to miss this convention. It's going to be at the Wyndham Hotel in Newark, New Jersey, on Routes 1 and 9 by the Newark Airport. Go and tell your family, your friends, your colleagues, people that you know somebody that needs to write a book. It could be your pastor. It could be your mother. You know, before my mother passed away, that was my one regret. And I loved everything that happened in our lives, and we went through our challenges. But my one regret is that I didn't publish her book of poetry, because that was on her heart to do. And I'm still, you know, looking for God to give me a way to do it. But that was her one desire. My mother had some beautiful poems that she had written over her lifetime about her struggles as an African-American woman born in the 30s and what she had to go through, sometimes a single mother, oftentimes married, raising seven children, and I'm telling you, just, and then working for the IRS. She worked for the Internal Revenue Service for over 20 years and her experiences with that job. And she has some stories to tell, and her work in ministry and as an evangelist and finally as a pastor before she passed away. So she has lots of poems, and You can imagine having a daughter like me dropping out of high school, ending up in prostitution. So you can imagine what some of her poems were about. So definitely, definitely, if you know a family member that has a book of recipes or a set of recipes, or, you know, and they've been talking to, you know, grandma, y'all been talking about doing grandma's recipes, but I'm telling you, come find out how to do it. You know, a book of recipes is a great fundraiser for your family. If you're one of those families where you have big family reunions and you're always trying to get money up to for travel and different things, you might want to consider some kind of collaboration between you and your family members. And I know one collaboration I did with myself and Gloria Walton and Vanessa Fitz, some of you are familiar with that collaboration. We did a prayer journal. It's called Faith, Hope, and Love. I'm going to be re-releasing that, getting that back out. We basically had created that for a conference that we ran for 5 years, the Women of Power Conference. And some of you have attended that. We were at NJPAC. So now I'm about to release a collaboration of some leadership tips, some leadership and workplace ideas, and so many, many other things. So you've got to be there. You need to write a book. It gives you something to do if you don't have anything to do. Now, without further ado, and as I continue to welcome those of you to the show, Miss Kelly Willa Weaver, I know sometimes she's listening by, she's at work, so she cannot, you know, call in or she listens via her headsets or what have you. I want to say good morning to her. She is also one of the authors that's going to be there. Young woman, wrote 4 books in 1 year. She's releasing them one by one. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Her book, I Once Was Lost, But Now I Found, So What's Your Excuse? And just several other books. She's also got a book for people who are into the event planning business. She's got a how-to. Do your event. You don't want to miss her. She's going to be there as well. She's actually the co-person who is also collaborating, putting this event together with myself. So good morning, Patricia, Paul, and all of you who are in the chat room. Good morning. I know that you're calling. I wanted to give people a moment or two to definitely call in. I don't want you to miss any of our guests. Let me just tell you a little bit about him. He is on the phone line. So let me just open up his line and welcome him, Mr. Dean Cole. Good morning and welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show.
Good morning, Coach. How are you doing today?
I am super fantastic. How are you doing?
I am winning. I am winning. I am so excited about today's show. I feel like I have drunk 4 cups of espresso. I am so geared up. I'm so excited about today. I mean, the information I have to share is more powerful than a head-on collision going 100 miles per hour on a one-way street. I am so excited.
Well, I am, oh boy. Well, let me just read your bio, and then I'm going to let you take it away and share with us what you have to share. And if there's a moment where you don't have something to share, I'll come back with a question. But let's see. I want you to know, go and call somebody that you know is in financial difficulty, and I want you to tell them to tune in right now. Please do not hesitate on this. You know, God is always trying to help us, but boy, oh boy, oh boy, he needs us to come and get it too, okay? So here it is. He goes by the name of E. Dean Cole, and we'll see if he'll tell us later what that E stands for. But E. Dean Cole is not your everyday run-of-the-mill financial and real estate expert and motivational speaker or a minister, see. He is extremely provocative. He speaks and teaches in such an inspiring way that it forces you to examine yourself and it provokes change. As an orator, he focuses on educating with simplicity, understanding, and practicality so that life skills and wealth building tactics can be applied to your everyday life, which equips you to begin change immediately. We love it. We need that. We so need that, Brother Cole, Minister Cole. His speeches ignite a desire for success. Wow, that's powerful right there. In such a way that it becomes contagious. You know what? I just thank God for that right there. That is awesome, awesome, awesome. And what makes him so captivating as a speaker is that he is extremely transparent. And you know what? you just set my socks on fire right there, because I love it. I love it. Awesome, awesome, awesome. What makes him so captivating, yeah, I'll go on and read that again, that's okay, is that as a speaker, he is extremely transparent. He speaks with such authority out of experience from his own rags-to-riches story. We can't wait to hear that. And he pulls from spiritual and holistic teachings that have been proven. Wow. Oh, my God. I got to say this one last sentence one more time. He speaks with such authority out of experience from his own rags-to-riches story. See, ain't nothing like having your own story. And he pulls from spiritual and holistic teachings and that have been proven, y'all, to grant success. Now, I know y'all looking for success, else you wouldn't be getting up every morning at 7 o'clock a.m., and some of you got to get up at 6 just to get, like me, you got to get ready before 7. So I know you did not get up to be played with and toiled with. You are looking for success. You did not get up for 7 o'clock show for some ho-hum, let's just keep on doing it like we've been doing it. We are on the move. So now we're about to move on to the next segment of the show where we have a wonderful guest. You know, this is how we've been doing it lately. Each and every day on the show, we have someone to come and share with us powerful information. Mr. E. Dean Cole, tell us about the finances. Tell us the real deal. Tell us your story. You got a good 35 minutes, so you can take it away.
Wow. In 35 minutes, I couldn't tell all of my story. I couldn't tell all of my story, but what I will do is I'll do the best that I can. What I really want to do is open up for questions and opportunities. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. Like Coach Lisa said, I am E. Dean Cole. I am a financial expert. I have been in the business for over a decade, specifically in real estate and finance. And I started off not making money at all, just because it was something I loved to do, and end up making hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars and becoming very wealthy. I've done over $6 million worth of real estate transactions over my career. So if I don't know nothing, I know real estate. And I am a man of God as well. I've been in ministry ever since I was 15 years old. So God has given me the ability to teach financial literacy, but do it in a way to where it is inspiring people. It's more than just talking about dollars and cents. It's talking about what's the best decisions for you. And the interesting thing about me is I come from corporate America, and I climbed the corporate ladder very early. So as a motivational speaker, you know, I'll go into platforms like schools and organizations and charitable organizations and Fortune 500 companies and colleges, and I'll speak. And I can't say things like the Bible says. I can't say things like, well, Peter says this, or in the book of Psalms it says this. I can't. So what God has given me is the ability to teach the Word of God by saying things like the most powerful anthology ever known to man says, or the number one best-selling book that has sold over $60 billion and still selling says this, that, and the third. So I do it in a way to where I'm able to teach people, and I'm able to draw them in and be very conversational, Coach Lisa. And so what I'd like to do is to talk about basically finances, specifically when it comes to your business and personally. And also I want to offer the information that I have at your upcoming event. I'd love to do a financial workshop on how to finance your book production. I'd like to talk about how to get working capital, how to build a website for under $50 that's going to drive people to you. I love to talk about how to get paid daily. There are opportunities, Coach Lisa, to where people can get paid daily for doing what they love to do. Wow, yesterday I was spending time with God, and I was doing a lot of research, and he dropped some things. And it's not a gimmick. It's not no multi-level marketing thing. It's not something where you got to sell a dream to somebody, got to pay you $150 to go get six other people. No, it's not that. What it is if you position yourself the right way, you will get the attention of millions and millions of dollars worth of advertising where people will help pay you. Now, it seems very menial. I'm going to give you a little bit of it right now, and it seems very menial if you look at it. Ray Charles said this. He said, if you think pennies, you get pennies, but if you think dollars, you get dollars. I'm able to show you how you're able to get paid $200 a day, $500 a day, $50 a day, $100 a day, doing something you love to do. And you have to do nothing but be yourself, work your vision, and do your goals and do your dreams. So I'm excited about that. I'm going to offer this. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is Coach Lisa's first time hearing about this. Now, we hadn't talked about this, but I do want to offer this as a workshop at the upcoming speakers conference that you have, because how many of you know that it's easy to power your dream when you have enough gas in the car? And I'm talking about those finances. And so we want to talk about how you're able to, when the times get lean, put it in your heart and live off of your inspiration and your dreams. And I can teach that. I have my own radio show, which is called Money Matters with E.D. and Cole. If you'd like to get information about that, look for me on Blog Talk Radio. Add me as a friend, and I'm going to do something free for all of your listeners. Based on what I just heard, this is what I feel like I'm going to do. I have an e-book on building business credit. And if you are an author, you are a business owner. And I'm going to show you how in 30 days you can begin to build business credit. You can use business credit regardless. I don't care if you have 5 bankruptcies, God forbid. I don't care if you have 2 foreclosures. I don't care if you have 50 cents in your bank account. I will show you. I will walk you through the process on how you're able to build business credit to where you are able to then use your ability as an author to get loans. Use your ability as an author to help fund your lifestyle so that you're able to put your books out there. You're able to go and speak. You're able to do the things that are necessary to live your dream so that you can live full and die empty. We want to be able to maximize our full potential. When we pass away in our emergency room or in our living room, wherever we pass away, we don't want our dreams to be standing by saying, I wish they would have birthed me. So in your room where your family are, where they're celebrating your life, we don't want to have you, your family members, the angels in your dreams saying, I wish I would have had the opportunity to. I once heard this said, and I believe it's true, that the most rich soil, the most wealthiest place on earth is not the banks, it's not Fort Knox, but it's the graveyards, because so many people die with so much potential that they have not had the ability to unleash. And God told me on yesterday to talk to a lot of my followers and whatnot on Facebook. God has really blessed me with the awesome platform. I have over 2,000 people that I speak into their lives on a daily basis, praise God. And we're growing, doing wonderful things on Blog Talk Radio. We have over 6,000 people listening in and viewing, so I'm excited about that. And so one of the things that he told me yesterday was this. He said that if you put me first, this is what God said. I'm speaking that from God, because this is a show, a spiritual show, so I get to preach. I get to get my preach on today. I don't have to be just a motivational speaker. But God said, if you put me first, he said, if you put me first, I will make sure that I bring favor in your life. I will bring a character in your life. I will bring people in your life, so that your dreams can come true. Don't give up on your dream. When you put God first and your dream second, he will open doors for you, even when others have doors shut. He will bring like-minded people your way to help you, coach you, encourage you when others can't buy any help from someone else. He will give you victory in your life when you put God first. The hand of the diligent makes one rich. That's a movement that I'm doing right now, is that the hand of the diligent makes one rich. And in the body of Christ, we have to get back to understanding diligence. My spiritual dad is one of the most disciplined men I've ever met in the body of Christ. His name is Dr. Dollar, Dr. Cuffalo Dollar. I don't know if you ever heard of him before, but he's my spiritual dad. And one of the things that I learned so much from him is the fact that you have to be diligent in all things. He's not just diligent in one area. The thing that surprised me the most when I really started learning a lot from him is that what he preaches on the pulpit and how you see him in public is how he is behind closed doors. He's a little, you know, more transparent, you know, a lot. He enjoys to love, laugh. Oh, my gosh, this is something he really enjoys to do. But on the back side of things is that the lifestyle that he lives, it amazes me when I see it. And I've been in ministry, like I said, ever since I was 15 years old. And I've been around people who are one way, and they'll teach something. And when you go behind closed doors, they're completely opposite. They're completely different. And so that's one of the things that I've learned about the transparency. And there is a certain anointing that is released on your life when you become that true, transparent prophet. When people can hear what you say and also see what you say or see what you do. One of the things that he says that I adapt to my to my vocabulary is that I can't hear nothing you're saying because what you are is speaking so loudly in my ear. So that's a lot. That's a lot of information that's jumbled up, but I want to be more driven on purpose. So, Lisa, Coach Lisa, what are some of the questions you have as an author, some of the questions you have as a minister, some of the questions you have as an entrepreneur that you want to get answers for? And if anybody else wants to get information, chime in. Now, before I let Coach Lisa chime in with questions, I want to give you this information. Go to this, www.deancolefinancial.com. www.deancolefinancial.com. That is my website. I own a financial firm, which is called DCFI. What we do is we do debt management and REO acquisitions. What are REO acquisitions, Mr. Cole? That's where I'm able to go to a bank and get $1 million worth of properties for a couple hundred thousand dollars and then sell it to people based on renting them out, based on lease purchases, based on creating my own homeownership program. So that's what we do at our financial firm. But the reason why I want you to go there is because there's so many cool resources on my resource page that is going to give you information on how to build budgets, that's going to give you information on if you can afford a home, and then reach out to me. If you come today and tomorrow, because I know how Blog Talk Radio works. As a matter of fact, I'm going to extend it for the entire week. If you come this week onto that site and you send and you reach out to me on the Contact Me page and say, I heard about you from Coach Lisa. I want the free book. I'm going to get you $100 value. Now, people will pay $100 for a book. Now, most of the time, books are selling for around $20 nowadays. And if you're good, if you're real good, you can get maybe $40, $50. But this is $100 value, and people will pay for it because it's so important to understand business credit. If you come in and today, or all this week, and you say, I heard about you from Coach Lisa, I want to get more information about it, I will send you a copy of this free ebook on how to build business credit. It is awesome. That's the first instruction. The second instruction, come to me on Facebook. Everybody has a Facebook account. Go to Facebook, up in the search engine, type in E. Dean Cole. You're going to see the handsome guy in the bow tie. That's me. with a big smile on my face. I don't even think I'm smiling, but if I don't have on a smile, I have on a bow tie, one or the other. But I always have on either a smile or a bow tie in my profile pictures. And so you'll see the handsome guy in the bow tie. That's me. And add me as a friend and say, I heard about you from Coach Lisa. I'll send you the free ebook. Those are the two instructions on how you're able to get the free ebook. Reach out to us, reach out to me, and we are able to teach you how you're able to build business credit in 30 days. You're able to start using your business credit. You're able to, I can show you how in a year's time, you're able to get up to $200,000 worth of business credit, even if your personal credit is terrible. It is horrific. That's what I do on the financial side of things. We are able to do that for you. We're able to talk about your personal life, and your personal life is connected with your financial career, and we're going to talk about that. I just, there's so much to just try to click into 30 minutes, so I don't want to do this 30 minutes by happenstance, so I want it to be purpose-driven. So, Ms. Lisa, Coach Lisa, what questions do you think some of your audience would like to know?
Well, first of all, let me just say, wow, you gave out a lot of information really fast, and we're into the fast, quick, better, and right now. So we've been doing that all for the past over the past year now, preparing those who tune into the show on a regular basis. Good morning, Kiva and Paul and Pat and Miss Quiet Storms and others that are tuning into the chat room. Miss Victoria, I believe, is someone from your staff, but we would also like to welcome her to the show. This is her first time listening. We thank God for that. But wow, I mean, everything that you're talking about, you know, the financial piece, number one, as an author myself, okay, and many of the people that, all the people that I named that is coming to our first international Northeast Christian writer and publisher convention. I know that's a lot, but it says a lot, and there's a lot going to be happening that day. And so, first and foremost, we have people coming, PR people, people that do graphic art, those kinds of things. But we didn't have a financial piece. I would absolutely adore if you could be there to talk about that. I would definitely cut you some space out of the morning to share that, because you got a room full of authors and potential authors. And some of us have not yet made our books. We have not yet seen the business side of the book. Okay, we wrote the book. We're authors. We know what we want to do, but we haven't yet gotten the blueprint to do it. And so I believe that based on what you're saying here, I believe that you were that person. So I absolutely thank you for showing up today. I thank God for Minister Patricia Martin, who connected us. You know, God is my one minister friend always refers to God as a puzzle maker. A puzzle. He solves puzzles. She always refers to him as a puzzle maker. He pieces people together. He'll piece you over here with that person over there. And so we've been pieced together. I thank God for you. Yes, I absolutely do know Dr. Creflo Dollar. And he said something some years ago that I heard him say on TV that changed my life. He said, God can give you one idea that'll make you rich by 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And I never forgot that, and I've been living on that ever since. And always thanking God. So we thank God for that, and thank God for you. Now, as it relates to being an author, you know, you talked about the business credit. That's important. So right there, that already answered one question. You answered one question. We've just been talking about how you have that program, how people can go to your website, DeanColeFinancial.com. That's D-E-A-N, financial.com. They can go to your website. They can connect with you on Facebook. I just did. I sent you a friend request on Facebook. And then you talked about how the business financial credit piece that people can get. What I would like to know, and I'm sure some other authors and even people with business, one of the things we're always faced with is finances, needing more finances to do more marketing, promoting. But at the same time, many of us are speakers, some of the ones who are tuning into this show. We are speakers, we're authors, and it's costly to try to do an event. And, you know, you got to pay for the room, you got to pay for your travel. And so I think you mentioned how you can help people you can show them how there is funding out there that will help us. A person like this, let's see, who do I know? Pastor Rebecca, for instance, she's also a speaker as well. We were not in Toastmasters together, but I know she was a part of Toastmasters. And so now, you know, she could have an income doing that. Or Ms. Diversity L. Walker, who has the book Success, How I Ended Up Here. Somebody like that, you know, still has to pay bills, still got to pay the mortgage. You can't, if you try to work a full-time job, that gets in the way. So we need strategies on how to make the book a business. And then for those people who have a business like Hope Harbor in Cincinnati, Ohio, who owns the dry cleaners, okay, there are times when you don't have customers, so need some other ways to get finances for a business. So I would think those are the main questions, how we can get finances for these projects that we're working on.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Well, the first thing is this. You have to make sure you set the proper foundation. And I'm going to go into this in detail at the conference.
At the conference. Okay, that's
yes, I'm going to detail at the conference, but I'm going to give a sneak peek right now to get people started.
Okay.
So when you get to the conference, you can say, I've done it and I've seen some success and I'm going to go a little further, but I'm going to give it to you right now. I'm going to reiterate it. One thing about me is that repetition is the mother of all learning. That is my teaching style. Repetition is the mother of all learning. And what's going to be so awesome is people who are going to do this now, I'm about to tell you some information that have kept most people bound. And if you do this now, and when you meet us at the conference, I want you to come and tell everybody the success you got just by sitting on your laurels. First things first is this. 75% of people fail today because they never apply. They never reach out. They never sign up. They never go to the meeting. They procrastinate. 75% of authors today are 5 years into their book, 10 years into their book, and have not launched anything because they are afraid. They are paralyzed by fear. They are paralyzed by failure. The first thing you need to realize is this. Just by attempting to reach out on your goal, you are 25%, you're in the 25 percentile. That means that you have a 75% higher chance of success because you are doing what other people are merely dreaming about. That's the first thing. The second thing is this. Do not be afraid to quote-unquote fail. Do not be afraid to fail. Successful people know that failure is a creative process. What does that mean, Mr. Cole? It means this. If you fail or you miss the mark, I call it missing the mark because I don't believe in failure, and I'm going to tell you why. If you miss the mark, if you try to do something and you're not successful, what has happened? You have merely disqualified an avenue to get your goal. It doesn't mean that you're not going to get there. You just know, okay, that's not the way to get there. And what you do is you learn from it so that way you take the power away from failure and you make it a learning lesson, and you're better because of it. That's the second thing. The third thing is this. Create a professional email account, not James, the author, at gmail.com, not Gloria, the writer, at Yahoo.com, at Hotmail.com. Don't do that. And I know you're saying, well, Mr. Cole, why do you say that? I've been in the business of finance, like I said, for over a decade, and I have been an underwriter. And what underwriters do is they give you credit and they give you things based on your potential or your legitimacy. Let me give you a prime example. There's a company that even just yesterday, this is amazing to me, and I'm going to walk you through this. Even yesterday, I signed up for a program, or I applied, actually, for a program with this multi-million-dollar ad firm. You have to go in and you have to apply, and it takes them about a week to approve people. And you want to know why it takes about a week? Because they have to see if you are legitimate or not. It only took me 3 hours to get approved. Why did it only take me 3 hours to get approved? Now I have access to over millions of dollars. People will pay you just for doing your vision, doing your dream, and I'm going to show you how to do it. How did I do it? I didn't have to pay any money. What I did was I set the proper foundation. What I did was I used my email address to apply for this. The email address is info@deancolefinancial.com. It is attached to a website. Not at Gmail, not at Yahoo, not at Hotmail. No, you need to go to this website. I don't get paid anything for this. What I do is I am empowering you. After you remember, you have to try step number one. Step number two, if you do miss the mark, learn from it. Do not be paralyzed from it. Step number two. Step number three, get a professional email account. And they cost merely dollars. For I think it costs maybe $20 to host your own website, we're not talking about the website now. We're just talking about the email. Just to get a professional email, I think it might cost maybe $15. Don't go to McDonald's for a week. Don't go to order pizza. If you have to ask 15 people for a dollar, you need to do this today. Do this right now because you're losing money by not being set up the right way. So even if you are a business owner, you have to get joint ventures. Call your mom, call your dad. So, you know, I will pay this back to you in 30 days. Do this today. Go, and you have to act now. You have to do this and act now. And I'm going to tell you why. The reason why is because the Bible says immediately once the word is sown, the enemy comes in with circumstances. The enemy comes in with fear. The enemy comes in with your friends talking doubt. The enemy comes in to try to take that word. So you have to begin to plant it in your heart and water it and take action now. Your success rate, it becomes higher when you take action right now. Go to this website, www.godaddy.com. That's www.godaddy.com. Register. If you are author or whatever it is, if it's Quincy Jones, go to you might not get QuincyJones.com, but just type in QuincyJonesBooks.com. Ooh, that's good. Or LisaWalesBooks.com if you are an author. Or if you are a speaker. Or if you are a dry cleaner. Or whatever it is. Go in there. Look for it. Do not get a .net. Do not get a .biz. Do not get a .org. No, get a .com. What does that do? That gives you the appearance that you have been in business for years, because people know that .coms are so hard to come by. But that is a miscalculated assumption. You have to jump on this. Get that .com. So when people see your resume on profile, when they see your applications, they see, oh, this person has a .com. They're serious about it. They were willing to invest money, but all it cost was $10 or $15. So get a .com. After you get a .com, you do not have to get a website yet, but you do have to make sure you have that .com. Why is that so important? Because when you go and apply for business credit or when you apply for affiliated business programs, or people will pay you just for allowing them to use your site, or people will pay you just for speaking about something. As a speaker, you want to get paid. Monetizing your speeches is so important. This platform that I'm able to teach will show you how you're able to get monetization, get dollars for doing what you love to do, but you have to first stand out. And the way that you stand out is look at that through the eyes of an underwriter. What do we look at? We look at your accountability. We look at how professional you are. Get a .com email address. After you've done that, go to the Secretary of State and get an EIN number. You can do this today. Do this right now. I have a product which is called 5 Keys to Unlocking Your True Earning Potential. That is a product that I have that I sell. It's called 5 Keys to Unlocking Your True Earning Potential. And in that, I talk about setting goals. And you have to set goals that you're able to achieve once a week, set goals that you're able to achieve once a month, and set goals that you're able to achieve once a year. You have to break your goals down that way. So that is how you're able to get to that journey. That's how you're able to fulfill that dream. If you want more information about that, it's actually free. You can go listen to it right now on Blog Talk Radio. Look for E. Dean Cole on Blog Talk Radio. Look for Money Matters on Blog Talk Radio. Or even better, because you're going to be my friend on Facebook, go to my Facebook page. Remember, go up to the search, look for E. Dean Cole, send me a friend request, and I will send you a link to this sales for $20, but I give it to you absolutely for free just for tuning in. Now, I'm only doing this today. I'm not doing this all week. So that means that if you don't send it today, if you don't act on this today, unfortunately, you won't be able to get this. But this is for people who tune in by the close of business today, 12 o'clock, or let's just say 12 o'clock Pacific time. So that's going to be 5 o'clock in the morning our time. I just leave it to 5 o'clock in the morning our time, which is tomorrow morning. What we're going to do is I'm going to give this to you. It teaches you how you're able to get goals. And I said this is because you have to do this today. Once you have registered with a domain name, and you have a .com email, then you go to the Secretary of State. It's so easy. You can call on the phone, and it costs $0, and you're able to get an EIN number. An EIN number is an employee identification number. Once you've done that, you are a business. Then you have a Social Security number for your business. Now when you apply for credit, you never have to use your own personal credit anymore. You begin to build your business credit right now today. You don't have to pay anything. You don't have to – I'm giving this to you for free. People hire me as a coach like they do with Coach Lisa, and they pay me hourly. I have seminars where people come in and they sit and they get this awesome information, but I'm giving this information to you for free. I am in the sowing mood. I know that if you sow a seed that I can reap, I could do a conference and I can have $250 seats, and I can have 100 people show up. How many of you know I'm going to get paid well? But if I sow it into the kingdom, I can get 1,000-fold harvest. So that's what I'm in the mood of doing today. I'm in the mood of sowing this seed into your life. Once you have your EIN number, your employee identification number, you have now legitimized yourself. You go and you apply to these companies, and I'm going to give you a list of the top 4 companies that will give you business credit right now today to start doing this today. Do not say, I'm going to do this when I get my money right. No, 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 no. Do not say, I'm going to do this when I have my book cover. No. Do not say, I'm going to do this when I design my website. No. Do this right now today. The information that you have, which is your goal and your dream, the information that you have is a website or a web email address that's professional. The information that you have is your EIN number. The information that you have just gotten right now will position you to start building business credit today. Once you've done that, it takes maybe an hour of your time to do that, back to back. Just knock it out. Do that. The Bible says that we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. What about testimonies? The testimonies, the things that you've done. When the devil tells you you can't do it, you say, devil, you are a liar. Look at what I've just done. When your friends come around and say, oh, that doesn't work, how do they know? They're not professionals in the industry. They don't study this for 8 hours a day. They don't know what they're talking about. If you do it, it will work, I guarantee you. When that fear comes in, when that inferiority comes in, when that anxiety comes in, if you do this, you can refer back to your victory. No, I got my email address. No, I got my EIN number. No, I applied for credit and I got it. What you have to do is once you have, one, gotten that email address, two, gotten your EIN number, go to Net30 accounts. What are Net30 accounts? They're Net30, Net60, and Net90 accounts. What are those? These are accounts where you have 30 days to pay off the balance. And in paying off the balance in 30 days, you're building a credit profile. You're building business credit. So that means that if you want to do CDs, which is so wonderful, as if you are a speaker and you say, you know what, I have an engagement, but I don't have any money. This is what you do. Go to, after you've done those steps, go to www.uline.com. The number uline.com, the letter uline.com, and begin to, and apply for a Net30 account. What they'll do is once you are approved, and they will approve you if you've done the right steps, and if you do your application the right way, then you're able to get CDs that you're able to record on right now. Go to www.staples.com and get a Net30 account. You're able to get that right now, and you can get a printer, and you can print your face, your logo on your CDs, get the cases. You have this product right now, so when you go and speak, you can sell it for $5, sell it for $3, sell four of them for a deal for $25, get that money and pay that debt off. And what have you done? You put product out there that people can tangibly touch. You will get your name out there. You're showing the enemy that you are a doer, not just a hearer of the word. The Bible says don't be a hearer but a doer. You're not just hearing this information, but you're doing it. And now you have begun to create trade between your business and another business, and they report to the credit bureau. And that is the beginning part of how you're able to get to the point to where you're able to have a business line of credit for $5,000. Think about it today. If you are a speaker, if you are an author and there's a conference you want to go to, and you say, I can't go because I can't afford the ticket, or I can't go because I can't afford the travel, and they're going to pay me an honorarium when I get there, but I don't know how much they're going to pay me, but I want to do it anyway. You could have a $5,000 line of credit or a $3,000 line of credit attached to your business, not to you, to your business, to where you're able to go out, do those things, business expense it out, and then pay it off over time. What are you doing? You're exposing yourself to more things. You're putting your name out there because you're involved in more events, and then you are paying off this business credit, and these are just small steps, and I'm trying to cram as much in as possible. Give you a little bit, so I want to make sure that you come out. I will show you, proven, how you're able to get up to $200,000 for your business, for you as an author, for you as a publisher, for you as a speaker, so you can do, if you do what I'm going to teach you methodically for 12 months, it's not going to happen overnight. No, I'm not going to lie to you and say in 4 months you're going to have it. No, it's not. And as a matter of fact, I take my statement back. I can't guarantee that you'll do it in 12 months because I don't know your work ethic. But if you are diligent and if you work your plan every single day, in a year's time, I will show you how you're able to create a salary for yourself as a speaker. I will show you how you're able to publish books and show you how you're able to finance all of this. So many people say, I don't have enough capital. Create capital. You have the ability to get results. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, behold, I give unto you power. God has given us power. He has given us power. We have the power to get this done.
Well, you
but
know
if
what?
Not, I'm sorry,
yes,
I'm on a rant,
what?
And I know that time is short. There's so much information out there, but that's just a little tidbit. I'm so
cool
right now.
Listen, this is good. We're going to have to get you back. We know you're going to come March 12th. We're going to definitely put that out there, that you're coming March 12th, because everybody in that room, for the most part, 99.9% of those people are authors and speakers, and they need this information desperately. So that's number one. And then the rest have some type of business, and there have been people that are already poised for the message that you're talking about in terms of creating capital. Stop waiting for somebody to give you a capital, but I like that, to create it. And that's one of my favorite scriptures, the power. God gives us power to get wealth. Your power belongs to God, so I love that. So we want to have you back, though. We want to see, even if I'm going to have Patricia look at the calendar and see what day we also have available for you to come back, even to come back on the Coach and Lalisa show. We know you have your show. And so we're absolutely going to be, I've already posted about, you know, 8 posts on Facebook about you and the work that you're doing. I think it is phenomenal. It is a godsend. I even put out there that you said you're in the sowing season, and that's a blessing right there. How about that? If God had his people, he said, you are blessed to be a blessing, and you have been. You are. I don't know whoever your parents are. You let, they're still alive. You let them know that their son is a blessing. I thank God for you because I, you know what, I thank God for Minister Pat. I don't know how she found you. I don't know how God put y'all together. But I know one thing. This is really, you just don't know what this means on this day, of any other day. See, yesterday it wouldn't have been the same. Last week wouldn't have been the same. It's this day. That's why you had to come on Tuesday, today, March 1st. God has an awesome, awesome plan. And I'm so excited. You just don't know. You answered so many questions. I mean, especially for, you know, for business people, for the authors. I know they're going to be, I'm going to get that word out. I'm going to have to find some time to retool my flyer to let them know that you're coming. Because this is, now you know this is March 12th, Saturday, March 12th.
Yes, that's next Saturday. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Because I just want to make sure, because listen, you talked about all the stuff that I know we as authors and speakers need. I also do speaking workshops. And I've been, you know, I have a friend who's going around the country with her phenomenal speakers, new program that she just launched for speakers to be on television, Adele Foster. If you don't know her, I definitely know that you know, she needs to know you, and you can meet up with her, and she has speakers. I work with a lot of authors. The pub, this event right here, I knew it was going to be special. I've been telling people it's not like anything else you've been to, and we have a question on the line, so let me open up our phone line. We have 7 minutes left. Welcome, 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 caller 336. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
I have a feedback in my phone, so I didn't get his information, so I wanted to know if you're going to post it on your website.
Yes, ma'am. I give you my information right now, and I know that Miss Lisa will definitely post it. Coach Lisa will post it as well, but the best way to get in contact with me is to start at my website, click around, click all the links, get as much information, and then reach out to me, and I'll get you a copy of my free ebook. First, what you have to do is go to www.deancolefinancial.com. That's www.deancolefinancial.com. Under the resource tab, I have so many wonderful resources for you. Click around and play with that. It's free. And then under the contact me section, send me a private message there. And then that's one of the ways that I'm able to give you a copy of the ebook on how to build business credit for free. The second thing is to go to me on Facebook. Do you have a Facebook account, ma'am?
Yes, I have.
Okay. On Facebook, up at the top, right above your name, you'll see a white bar that says search. Type in E. Dean Cole. That's E. Dean Cole. Send me a friend request, and I will send you a that's another way. I will send you a copy of the book, but also I'm going to email you a link to 5 keys to unlock your true earning potential. I'm going to give that to everyone for free. As a matter of fact, I've gotten someone already who sent over a free request. I think it's Keva Renee. I'm going to send that old information over to Keva Renee right now. They just sent that information over. Miss Coach Lisa Williams, you're going to receive yours in a few minutes. But that's how you're able to get in contact with me. Those are the best ways to get in contact with me, so that you're able to start speaking, so that we're able to build wealth right where you are today.
Thank you. And I have one other request.
Yes, ma'am.
To both you and Coach LaLisa, June the 24th and 25th is what is open. I hope you can put that on your calendar. We'll show you royalty if you come to Greensboro, North Carolina.
I will be there. I have family there. Man, I will be there. I have to go. My brother, he lives in North Carolina. I will be there. I'll make sure.
I promise you royalty.
Yes, I know. Vicky, I know you're listening. Victoria Gwynn, she's my administrator. She's the best administrative assistant there is on earth. Victoria Gwynn, oh, my gosh. she is a godsend. The way you say that I'm a godsend to you, LaLisa, Victoria Gwynn is a godsend for me. So make sure you write that down, Vicky. I know you're listening. I know you're in the chat room. I will make sure that I'm there. If you could come, that'll be great. So, yes, ma'am, I will be there.
Coach LaLisa is going to headline a program. She's doing a conference here in Greensboro on that day. That's why. And they're going to show both of you royalty when you come to Greensboro.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, we love you so much, Virginia Dancy. Talk about godsend. Oh, this woman, love you, love you. Y'all are so awesome. Y'all, see, we just knew if we just wait on the Lord, we have been waiting on the Lord. But we've been working. We've been working while we've been waiting. We haven't just been sitting back, just hoping it fall out the sky. We've been working. We've been networking. We've been just letting God use us. And he has brought some of the most powerful people on the face of this earth together. I'm telling you, E. Dean, you just... words cannot describe. I'm telling you, know, right now we have Mr. Paul Kiriazi from Tokyo, Japan, listening in. Awesome. He's going to be, he can't be there. He can't be in New Jersey on March 12th. But he is going to, I asked him to do an audio book piece to teach those of us authors who want to, like you're talking about that product, see. He's going to help us develop, because everybody don't have time to sit and read a book per se, but they're in their cars driving. They can throw it in the, you know, the dashboard. They're on the train. They can throw it on their iPods. So he's an instrumental part of this, too, because he's going to now do a segment on audio, how to do an audio book, and I'm going to play it over, you know, during the conference. And so now with the financial piece, we already talked to the tax guy last week. God just brought, there's no way, you know. And now, you know, we got other places to go. We got the Releasing Your Inner Power, which is based on a book that I wrote coming to North Carolina through Miss Virginia Dancy, Miss Dr. Cynthia Hunter, who is the author and speaker, who so needs this message today. She needs this. She's in the same boat that you're talking about. She's an author. She's a speaker. She needs that business credit. She needs to be able to move and groove. And then there's also down there Pastor Aretha Robinson, another author. She actually has an audio book called Women Without Excuse. I'm telling you, this is just, and she has a church down there in North Carolina. So thank you, Virginia. Thank you so much for inviting him to come. And I did miss that, but see, that's why God, you can't miss with God. And you brought it up. Thank you so much. We're going to definitely probably have you in Cleveland. I have a person in Cleveland, and I know we're down to the seconds, and so we're out of time because I have to run out, or else I would extend the show. But we can't thank you enough, Mr. Dean. We thank all of the listeners. We're going to get with Pat, see what day we can get you back so we can do like a part two of this call, because I know you had a lot more to share. Would that be all right?
Yes, ma'am. That's all right.
It's all right, because we didn't get to hear your story yet, and we got to hear that.
Yes, ma'am. That's all right. Yes, ma'am.
That's, oh, we had 60 seconds left. It's been fun. Thank you so much. We're going to be on your page. You already see we're friend requesting you. We're sending out messages. We love you. We thank God for you, and we want God's best for you. Thank you, Patricia. Thank you, Ms. Quiet Storm, Paul, Kiva. Ms. Victoria, thank you for the help and the great work that you're doing. Keep doing it. May God empower and bless you the more. Thank you, Tina, and others who are, Ms. Joaquin, and so many others on the switchboard, and those who will be tuning in to the archives. Now, remember, he gave out some special deals, but you got to move now. Just like Adele always says, do it fast, do it right, do it now. We just got to do it. You know, we got to move on it. Don't wait, don't wait. So make sure you go to his website, www.deancoale.com. So definitely, I also teach business classes, and I love what you said about that .com. I so thank you for that. The website's under 50. You just gave out, so we got everything we need, I'm telling you. But we're going to have you back, and we so appreciate you today. March 1st. Happy March 1st, everybody.
make it an awesome day. And remember, and there were other, there were a couple more, let's just see, caller, I see you have your hand up, so I'm just going to open up your phone line. You have about 30 seconds, 973-634. Yes, 973-634. Did you have a comment or a question? Okay. Sometimes maybe I took too long to get to them. I didn't see they had their hand up. But we'll have them definitely, we'll give them your information. And that's a New Jersey number, so I'll try to call them and let them know that they can contact you, where they can contact you and how they can get in touch with you. All right, everybody, remember your goals, get some goals, because they will take you to the destiny of your dream. Again, Mr. Dean, we just thank you so much for coming on. Thank you.
You're so very welcome.
Oh, we're going to apply all of it. So I will definitely be talking to you. Everybody, have a great and powerful day in the Lord.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.